Unit 12, page 124, exercise 4.
Welcome to Teen Topics. My name is Simon Wells, and the topic tonight is stress. Psychologist Ellie Carter is our guest. Welcome to the show, Ellie.
Thank you.
Right. Now we're going to take some phone calls during the programme, and Tony is on the phone right now. Tell us about your experience of stress, Tony.
Yes, I get really stressed before basketball matches. I worry that I'll let the team down.
Hello, Tony. You play basketball for the school, don't you?
Yes, but the trouble is I feel terribly nervous when we have a big match. Sometimes I feel so stressed that I make mistakes. Then the coach gets really angry with me.
What do you do before a match?
Nothing much. I can't eat, and that makes things worse.
Tell me, do you enjoy playing basketball?
Oh, yes, I love it. It's just the big matches. What can I do?
If I were you, I'd try breathing exercises before the match. Lie down and close your eyes. Then relax and try to breathe regularly for about 5 minutes.
OK, thanks. I'll try.
Thanks, Tony. Right, Helen is our next caller. Hi, Helen.
Hi. Oh, dear.
Take your time, Helen. It's quite normal to get stressed when you have to talk to a lot of people.
But that's why I'm calling you. I get really nervous when I have to speak in front of the class. I think, I've got a confidence problem. I hate it so much. Last week the teacher asked me to present my project to the class. I had to go to the front of the class. I was so terrified, I couldn't say a word at first.
Did you manage to present your project?
Well, yes, but I was so relieved when it was over.
I suggest you practice doing talks at home first. Just talk to a mirror and imagine that you're in front of people. If you know what you're going to say, you won't feel so bad. And remember, everyone is scared when they have to speak in front of people, and not just you. But some people are good at hiding their feelings.
OK. Thanks, Ellie. Now we've got Kevin on the line. He started a new school in September. Is that right, Kevin?
Yes, and I felt absolutely terrified. I was in a new town and a new school. I didn't know anyone there, and I couldn't imagine how I was going to get through the first day.
But you survived, didn't you?
Yes, here I am. My uncle told me to think about how I'd reacted to new students in my class. Had I been rude to them or refused to speak to them? And I realised that most people are interested in meeting someone new. That made me feel better. Everything was fine. Now I've got a lot of new friends.
It's always good to look at a problem from another side. I think your uncle was very sensible.
Thanks for that positive experience, Kevin. And now we have to pause for a short break.